Louis XIV, so powerful he took his name from the sun itself, so dominant he made the haughtiest aristocrats bend to his will, so insatiable that no one mistress could satisfy his desires. Throughout a long and turbulent life, Louis sought magnificence in all things. He strived for it in love, in battle, and in art. But above all, he wanted magnificence here at Versailles by creating a building so spectacular it would outshine any palace on earth. Taken from intimate memoirs and official records, this is the story of how a king's obsession created one of the wonders of the world. It started in a swamp. It was here, in a stretch of mosquito-infested marshland, that Louis, the 27-year-old King of France, decided to construct his new palace near a small and unremarkable country town called Versailles. His courtiers were far from impressed. As a monarch with absolute power, Louis wasn't used to being told what to do, and he didn't much like it. From the outset, Louis was thinking big. He started by hiring the greatest architect of the age, Louis Le Vieux, to transform the hunting lodge into a palace of his dreams. Louis was to devote much of his energy to his new project, but he was always sure to make time for his other great passion. Although married to Queen Marie-Thérèse, he had numerous affairs. His current mistress was a young aristocratic beauty called Louise de la Vallière.